Let's head over to Austin. District 14 State Representative John Rainey joins us. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm doing great. We're just about to the end of this.
Yes, you are. And actually, of course, the end was for a lot of things on Thursday night at midnight. That was the last time that bills could be heard. Some casualties out there.
Oh, yes, there were. I had a couple of bills on there that died, and we're trying to find places for them, and I think we have. But we'll still have to have some work to do to get them, trying to add into the Senate bills that came across.
Well, and that said, as long as Austin is you're still doing business, anything could be passed, but at least the first opportunity has seemed to have gone away. So
all House bills have been heard that are going to be heard in the House. So anything that the Senate sends across to us or has sent across to us, we can hear and we could add amendments to.
State Senator Schwertner was with us yesterday, and we talked a little bit. Of course, he's on the conference committee, and there are a lot of things to be considered. But since you're vice chair of higher education, I'm sure you're probably getting a feel for what's going to happen with funding for higher education, because the two bodies have certainly taken a different view of it. What are you hearing right now about higher ed funding?
Well, I'm hearing not a lot, frankly, but I think we're going to be somewhere in between. We cannot, just absolutely cannot, accept what the Senate is offered. It's going to kill all the progress that we've made in public education and higher education, but mainly higher education is what we're talking about. There are a number of A&M schools that if we took what the Senate offered originally, we'd probably have to close. That's just all there is to it. So I think we're going to have to come somewhere in between. I'd like to end up exactly where the House is, because we have funded higher education in a manner that will continue to help educate people and get them in the employment sector where they can help shoulder the responsibilities of continuing the state to grow. And that's what I look at. Not only are we talking about higher education, but we're also talking about community colleges and workforce training. And workforce training, to me, is a very important element of growing the economy. There are companies that would like to come to Texas, but there's not the trained people there. So we've got to find out what they want, train people in those categories, get people off of Medicaid so we can cut that expense. All that has to be done, and the primary way it's going to take place is through education.
John Rainey joining us from Austin this morning. You know, going back a little historically, the 81st legislature, the lawmakers failed to approve legislation that would keep a lot of state agencies alive, the Sunset Bill. And there's also a safety net possibility there, and the Senate has that. Now, this legislature, the House has not taken any action. Is that right, as far as Sunset?
Well, it died. It died Thursday night.
Yeah,
the Sunset Bill did, and frankly, that was the result of Republican obstructionists and liberal Democrats coming together in order to chub and kill bills. I had a lot of talking about bills, lots of stuff that really had nothing to do with the bill, but kind of borderline, and talking about just anything they could think of to let the calendar run out. And that's exactly what happened. The obstructionist killed 100 local bills that night. Some of them very good bills. Some of them bills that they have now trying to add on to Senate bills, of their own bills even, trying to make a statement. They said, they told me when they killed one of mine, this is all policy. It's not politics. But it actually turned out to be exactly what it was politics. They're mad at the speaker. They don't think they're treated right. And frankly, I asked the question, let's look in the mirror and see how we act, too. And if you just remember the golden rule, do unto others as they would have you do unto them, I think we'd all get along a whole lot better. But that's not the case. They came here with an angry attitude. Government is all bad. The speaker is bad. And that is what they've been doing since they arrived. Well, consequently, they have angered other people in the body, and so their legislation seems to have a difficult time passing. Now, it could have something to do with the kind of legislation they introduced, but we don't. I'm not going to go into that because I haven't looked at everything they've introduced. But the truth is, they have taken politics into the matter, trying to find things that will put a lot of the high college regular Republicans into a place to take a vote that will make them look bad. And that's all they were trying to do. It was all politics. It had nothing to do with policy, although they always talk about policy. But to me, it was strictly politics. And they killed bills. They even came close to killing Thursday night a bill that Kyle Cassell had that has to do with cervical cancer. He and Ken King both lost moms our first session in the legislature to cervical cancer, and they have started a foundation and are trying to do research on that, and that they killed that, and then they nearly killed a stem cell bill that one of the members has a wife who has lost the use of her legs through an accident 20 years ago, and he was thinking that stem cell research has the possibility of giving her the use of her limbs again, and they came close to killing it. Not only that, then you can look back and they killed my legislation that was I guess you call it faithless elector legislation that would require electors to vote the way they pledged they would at the convention. And that was just a few of the things. There were a lot of good bills that died that night because they were playing politics and not really playing policy, in my opinion.
Going to be a busy time then between now and next week, so I guess you'll be earning your salary.
Well, we're working all the bills that I have. We're trying to find avenues to add them to Senate bills, and that's the game at this point for all of us, is to find an avenue to add a bill that you lost earlier onto something that has come across from the Senate. And we're getting close. We think we're going to get most of our stuff done.
State Representative John Rainey joins us every Wednesday. You can hear the interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time. We'll talk to you next week.
Scott, I thank you for what you do and letting us help get that message out of what's going on in the legislature to the folks in Bryan College State.
Well, good, and I appreciate you making yourself available. Talk to you soon.
Uh-huh. Bye-bye. Bye.